This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged, truly being informed as well. I want you informed. I want you involved. I want you paying attention. All those crazy things. That somebody would want you to do when you're doing something as important. Look at, not just with the show. I mean, what do we got? 3 weeks left before the election? Just a little over 3 weeks. So you get a little over 3 weeks before the election. If you're still sitting there trying to make up your mind, there's something wrong with you. No, I mean that really. There's something wrong with you. An interesting conversation with somebody at lunch today. About the California elections, he actually thought that maybe, just maybe, Californians were sick and tired of who we had running this state. And I said, no, I don't agree with you. They have been so browbeaten to believing that Republicans are the reason that everything is wrong. And the state keeps pointing to the federal level, go, look over there, look over there, look at Trump, look at the rest of them, look at all these guys you hate. Not realizing that the reason the state's in the mess it's in is because of the left. A young man today that I was talking with at the truck rental place. No, we're not moving. But at a truck rental place. He said since he started working at U-Haul, he's noticed more and more people leaving the state. What's that all about? And when I told him, he was horrified. He said, yeah, they complain about taxes and everything, but I don't really pay attention to that stuff. I said, well, you better start, young man. You're getting a paycheck, right? You'd like to move out of your mom's house eventually? I hope. I think. You're not going to be able to do it if they keep doing to you what they're doing to everybody else. No, really. Think about it. So we got a pretty good conversation, and I believe I was able to move him a bit. Jim Gibbs is going to join us after the break. I hope he's going to join us after the break. If he's awake, he'll join us after the break. We'll see. So I think I'll hold a one story for him. Senate Democrat hopeful Kirsten Sinema said, I don't care if people go to fight for the Taliban against us. Now, I want you to, this is not a hopeful for the Saudi Arabian or for a Middle Eastern parliament of some kind. This is here in these United States. A Senate Democrat says that she doesn't really care if somebody goes to fight with the Taliban against us. Why? Why do you want her? Why would you want to elect her? And don't give me this freedom of speech stuff. When you run for a seat in this country, when you run to be a senator or a congressman or what have you, no other country matters. You got that? The only country that matters is this one. It's American people that are United States citizens that are electing you to uphold the Constitution of this country. To defend us. Matter of fact, here's the deal. How can you make that statement and then actually lie and swear to uphold the Constitution and defend us against enemies, foreign and domestic. Do you understand, Kristen, that the Taliban is our enemy? They want us dead. That's what they said. She says, I don't care if people go and fight for the Taliban in Afghanistan. This is during a radio interview back in... Oh, she was with a conspiracy theorist who claimed that September 11, 2001 terror attacks were perpetrated by the government. Saneem appeared on a radio show in February 2003, hosted by Ernst Hancock, a libertarian activist who presented the Valley of the Sun program on a local Arizona radio station. During the interview, Saneema told the host that she didn't object to individuals going abroad and fighting groups hostile to the U.S. As an individual, if I want to go fight with the Taliban army, I go over there. I'm fighting for the Taliban. I'm saying that's a personal decision. She was a Green Party member. If somebody out there belongs to the Green Party, that's yours. I mean, think about what she's saying. I don't care if you come against this country. I don't care if you do something that hurts this country. I don't care if you learning how to take this country down. Just elect me to Senate. Seriously. In the same interview, Saneema said the U.S. military went into the Middle East for a number of reasons, including oil power and control of the region, of which we got all three, didn't we? Come on. These people serious? And then they never go back. Would you love to play that for her and say, okay, exactly what oil have we taken here? What oil have we sold off and made money from? How much more power did it give us? And what kind of control of the region do we actually have? Help me understand. There's also what I think is rather convenient, which is the switch and bait theory, which is don't pay attention to the failing economy, don't pay attention to tax cuts for the wealthy, let's pay attention to the horrible imminent threat, she added. Wait, what? The failing economy? When did that happen? Did I miss something? Was I in a coma? Just 2 months after the interview and a month after the start of the Iraqi war, she told the Arizona Republic that we should feel compassion for enemy combatants. Yeah, good luck with that. No, seriously. She wants us to feel why? What's wrong? They need a job? They don't feel good about themselves? You know, help me understand. Seriously. Xavier Gibb joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Maybe he can help me figure this out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
I would definitely use this product.
Yeah, this product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. And yes, I am proud to be American. I have no problem with it. I love these people. We just did that story in the last segment about the Democrat senator who had absolutely no problem with people who wanted to go over and fight with the Taliban against the U.S. because, you know, we should always have our freedoms. just like we should have our freedoms to shoot them when they come against us. You know, here's somebody who wants to be a United States senator, I'm sorry, a state senator, and is okay with somebody wanting to come against the country. So how does she, in all good conscience, take an oath to protect this country against enemies, foreign and domestic, unless she doesn't see the Taliban as an enemy? Let's go to the phones. We're going to go to Zell out of Minneapolis. Zell, thanks for calling. How you doing?
Figures, you know, the last night I'll have to spend with the program, and that's the night I decide to call.
Oh, well, it's always good. It's always good to see you in the chat room. Always good to hear from you, Zell. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and you know, just give a shout out to everybody. We've had a lot of fun in this chat room. Moving on to a dayside schedule, so I won't be able to sit in live with you for a while, but we'll be in touch, no doubt. And dayside with this company won't last for long. Their programs always mess up, so I'll be back.
Well, listen, I appreciate you over the years. I've appreciated your comments over the years. I appreciate that you're a loyal listener, and you know, keep up the good work. I also know you're a great patriot. So keep it up, and I appreciate the stuff that you post up online and all of that. And be safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, have a great day, and we'll catch you on the reruns.
All right. And stay warm. You're in Minneapolis, and stay warm.
Of course. Good luck. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's bring in the other guy that's probably freezing right about now. Xander Gibbs joins us, as he does every week. You complained about the weather across the pond last week.
It's 65 degrees tonight, so you know, I really shouldn't say anything about the weather today. It was 71 degrees today here in the UK for the royal wedding that I didn't get an invite to.
There was another royal wedding? How many of these people? Wait a minute. How many of these people are there?
Too many. It was Prince Andrew's daughter, Princess Eugenie. I caught the tail end of it. They all looked very well. The queen looked like, you know, she was like, what the heck am I doing here kind of thing. But, you know, good luck to them. I'm not anti-royal. I'm not pro-royal. But, you know, I still think they're a bunch of sloans that live on our taxes. But that's a story for a different
day. Yes, please. You know, and what is she, 92 like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
What's her son's name? What's his Prince Charles?
Which one? Charles?
You know, he gets up every morning. You know, the first thing he says is, right? When is she going to die? Is she still alive?
Yeah.
Right? Somebody check on my mother. Is she still alive?
Yeah, it's kind of unfair because his mother kind of abdicated. Her mother stepped aside so she could have a period of time to be the queen. And, you know, you would think she would do the same. But by the time, you know, it gets to be Prince Charles's turn, it's going to be time for Prince William to take over.
Yeah, so, I've read she doesn't like him.
That she doesn't like Prince Charles?
Yeah. I heard she's not fond of her son. I've read that a couple of times.
She always speaks very highly of him to me.
Okay.
When we meet for coffee and stuff, you know.
Coffee? Oh, you got a little twitch. That's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, it's just again, I'm always interested, not deeply in the royal family, but how enamored the English people are with them. I just don't get it.
I think it's different in America because we don't have royalty. You know, we have like, you know, Hollywood stars, and look where what they have done to us and with us, et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of think that's different. But interestingly enough, on British television today, we had Whoopi Goldberg, who's doing live stand-up for 2 days. And I was very impressed that she didn't say one bad word about the Donald during her time and wasn't political at all. And I like this Whoopi. I mean, can we have this Whoopi on The View?
Was she medicated?
You know, let's face it.
Or was she okay?
I wouldn't know.
Well,
she wouldn't know, probably.
Yeah, well, did you hear that? You know, your buddy there, that they've rebooted or are rebooting the Roseanne show. They're going to call it the Conners, and the head of ABC or these, you know, the network is having a heart attack because they're saying this ain't going to work. They've already feel like this ain't going to work.
They think they made a mistake. Actually, it's not going to be called The Contest. It's going to be called Straight to Video, apparently. But they finally realized that they... But let's face it, this was all political. This was all because she supports Donald Trump. And you know who the head of, one of the heads of ABC is, don't you? It's Dirty Rice's husband, Susan Rice's husband.
Oh, yeah.
So... It's all very circular, and, you know, she got paid off, but, you know, I'm kind of thinking now they're going to say, look, you know, it's going to be a dream sequence like in Dallas that, you know, Dan was having this dream that Roseanne died of a drug overdose, but it wasn't really true, and there she was back, because, you know, he died at the end of the last series, you know, the very...
Oh, that's right, he had a heart attack or something, right, didn't he?
He did, but that was a dream, too, and they never even alluded to it in the series, so she could just be gone for, like, one or two episodes, and then they could bring her back, and it was a dream sequence, you know,
so... There you go, that's right. Roseanne, I can't believe you left me. Anyway, the let's get to Kanye West, right? Here we go, you know, again... Was that... Who? What?
Ye. Oh. His name is Ye now.
Okay. I'm not, okay. So that makes him like bigger up. Oh, hey, I gotta go off for a second. We went to the opening of the premiere of the Gosnell movie. Okay. Now you know.
Oh, really? It's out already.
Oh, it's out here, right? You gotta go see that. Bring tissue with you. Seriously. So I went, and this young person, well, I thought it was a young person at first, stepped on the red carpet, and I said, I'm sorry, I unless your first name is Frank or Dean, I'm not very familiar with entertainers. What's your name? What was his name? Ricky?
Rebel.
Okay, his name is Ricky Rebel, okay? He got, you know, side of his head is shaved, long blonde hair on the other side. Apparently, he is, what, had a number 6 hit in... Billboard, blah, 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 right? What?
Billboard Top 40.
He was in the Billboard Top 40 one time. And, you know, I had to apologize to him. I said, look, I'm not into this. I don't, you know. But I got to tell you a story because you'll get the biggest kick out of this on the other
side
of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm surprised you didn't tell me we're going to break. We'll be back in a minute. Zan will still be here, I promise. Don't go far.
I will. Never heard of Ricky Rebel.
You gotta look him up.
Hey, was Dean Cain in the Gosnell movie?
What?
Dean Cain, you know.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It is potentially a really, really terrible situation.
So we'll see what happens.
That's President Trump. As the mystery surrounding the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist who's from Saudi Arabia deepens, Jamal Khashoggi last seen on video walking into the embassy in Turkey, but he is not seen leaving the building. Some believe he was killed. Now President Trump getting involved, saying he'll be making a call.
Have you spoken to the king of Saudi Arabia about this matter?
I have not. I have not called him. I will be calling him. I will be calling at some point King Salman.
Turning now to the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, at least 11 people killed and the number expected to rise as first responders go door to door looking for people still unaccounted for. Supplies slowly trickling into the hardest hit areas like Mexico Beach and Panama City. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I bet you Xander could do this. We are back. There'll be no dancing here at the desk. Don't worry about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Well, Tim, you might be. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him on because that's I know that's who you tune in for anyway. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Xander, thanks for hanging out with me. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe. You know, I'm exclusively yours on a Friday night.
Well, I mean, we'll have to talk about what that actually means, because you know what some people are doing right
Don't
now.
Don't go there, dude.
Anyway.
It's a family show.
There you go. Boom, boom. Thank you. He will not be here all week, for sure.
Good.
So I was telling you before the break, and people don't, you know, people see me as such a straight lace and that I don't like anybody but a certain kind of person, but I actually enjoyed this person. And the one, well, who's the girl behind him? Who's the woman?
Marie Perry.
Marie Perry. She had to tell me like three times. She had blue hair. It was my night, Xander, right? I mean, I was with all the Hollywood.
Are you
going
to dye your hair blue now, Joe?
Well, I was thinking half blue, half blonde. I could give them both a little honor there. But
yeah.
So Ricky Rebel, you know. But I really appreciated afterward, you know, he said he was pro-Trump, pro-LGBTQ. He just wanted to show support for this because, you know, murder, nasties is a thing that everybody should be able to get behind and be against. And so it was really cool. He went and saw the movie. Then after the movie, I did find him in the crowd, and I said, okay, so what did you think? And he said, horrendous. A murder. This movie was not about abortion. This movie was about a murderer and how people allowed him to go through and murder people all those years without anybody saying anything. He says it's terrible. Terrible that they put political correctness about abortion above a murderer like him. And that's what it was. Xander, they were all afraid in that town. They were all afraid to do anything about it because abortion was such a touchy issue.
You know, I think that this guy hits the nail really on the head, because let's face it, abortion is state-sanctioned murder. And, you know, I long for the days when it's really clamped down upon, because I think that there are, if, you know, these Karpin and Gosnell are just the tip of the iceberg. They're just the doctors we found out about.
Yep.
So what about the others that are doing this that we don't know about? And I think it's scary.
What I thought was great was the attorney who's defending Gosnell goes through an abortion procedure. What they do to the brain, what they do to the base of the neck while it's still inside the mother, how they remove the limbs, and all of that. And he says, it's a dirty business, period. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I can't believe he's going through this. But I realized as he was going through it that he was setting people up saying, look, everybody finds this uncomfortable. It is what it is. It's legal. End of discussion. Didn't quite work out like that for him.
For now.
Yeah. go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
Do you believe that Kavanaugh is going to turn that around?
Well, I would hope so. If not, get rid of it all together to tighten the rules about it, because they're being flaunted right now. And when people like Tim Kaine can talk about abortion as a contraception, as contraception, that is a real concern, because that kind of cheapens it even further. If the ideology is you can go up and do what you please, and don't care because you can just abort the baby if you get pregnant. How startling is that for a politician to be putting that across?
Well, that the plaintiffs in Roe versus Wade said that point blank, one of them actually finally stepped forward and said, "Look, I lied about the whole thing. I lied about being raped. I lied about all of that." So the whole thing was phony to begin with. But I got to tell you something: if people would actually go read the ruling, actually go look at it, this was not to allow abortions as many as you want, whenever you want, however you want, and into the third trimester. Matter of fact, specifically, you couldn't have it in the third trimester, and the mother's life had to be. There were certain criteria that had to be met.
Right.
We are so far from the ruling; it isn't funny.
But isn't that that's a different school of thought for me. If the mother's life is in danger, well, the child is not going to live past a few days. I think that although that's still, shaky ground for me, that's a total different kettle of fish.
I tell people all the time, if you want to use rape incest or any of the things that a doctor tells you or what have you, there's a whole series, if you go to YouTube, of young people that, mom decided not to have an abortion, and what those kids are today, who they are today, and how the relationships they have with their mother. And, psychologists say it, and I believe it's true. Look, I've never been raped. I've never had to have a baby like that, obviously. But I don't know the situation. I don't know the scenario. And seriously, when you see the mother and the child together afterward, the mother's crying saying, I'm so glad I didn't have an abortion because this is my baby. This is my daughter. Do you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden the connection's made and they see it. That thing is not going to come out of your womb as a dolphin or a hawk, right? It's a human being.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the thing is for me, I've had women in my family that have lost children, that have not carried to full term. And that's just a devastating situation. So when you think that people are just naturally, killing children in the womb, because you're not telling me that the children, the fetus doesn't feel this. And, the ideology that it feels nothing until it's born is not true.
No, it's not true. Matter of fact, that's why some states don't allow a sonogram during an abortion or before an abortion, because you can see what's going on. And they actually have a sonogram video where they show the baby trying to get away from the forceps, during an abortion.
Right.
Now, tell me that kid doesn't know what's going on.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I've actually seen video footage of where they've taken a baby out to abort it, and, it's grabbed onto the hand of the person that's doing it,
Yep.
So don't tell me they don't know anything.
No. And the stories that they're telling in Gaza. So I say to people, bring Kleenex with you, because you're not going to believe that. The part that hurt me the most, the part that bothered me the most was that the people around them knew what was going on and kept their mouths shut. And I know, you know, some people are going to get mad at me, but so be it. You know, think about what was going on in the days when the Jews were being exterminated in Germany. Many Christians, many groups knew what was happening, and they kept their mouths shut. It's wrong. It was wrong then, and it's wrong now. But anyway.
Absolutely.
That was jolly.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about pizza now and just to lighten the load.
Oh, God. Hey, so I don't know. Today was a bad day for the Clintons. I guess Mrs. Clinton finally lost her security clearance. Why now? Why did she need it?
Yeah. I mean, why didn't they take it away from her after she deleted 33,000 emails?
No, right.
And smashed up all her equipment that everything that she'd been doing for the past few years was stored on. I mean, it's not like she had anything to hide, Joe, is it?
No. God, just amazing to me. I can't find the story now. Maybe I'll find it later on. But apparently, there was also something that popped up today about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and now they're checking her out, and they found out that she got some money to pay off several big loans from that technology guy, and his security clearance they hadn't pulled right away either. And I'm going, what is it? What did they give this stuff out like candy, and they're afraid to take it back?
Yeah.
Are they serious?
Why does Debbie Wasserwoman Schultz still have a job?
I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, God. And it never stops. And the hypocrisy never stops when you talk about this stuff. So, hey, I want to go back to this one topic, because you and I totally agree on this at this age. And I still can't understand how the left accepts this. That Vermont school, I told you, gives fifth grade a sexuality survey. And they can't figure out why the parents are upset. Right? I mean, seriously. So the school asked fifth grader students about their sexual history and their gender identity, and didn't ask the parents if this was okay. So the parents were like, wait a minute, what are you doing asking my fifth, what is a fifth grader? Five, 10 years old?
No idea.
Okay, so she's telling me 10 years old. They're asking them about their sexual preferences. Sexual preferences? They don't even know what foods they like yet at 10 years old.
No.
Right? Then they want to know, what do you feel, or how do you feel? What is your biological sex in your mind, and how do you identify with that? These are 10-year-old kids. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break after we have a couple of bites of the pizza. You did bring pizza.
I did.
All right. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GTA Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Tonight is the opening, the real opening for the general populace for Gosnell the movie. Gosnell the Baby Butcher. You need to go see it. And it's, again, it's not a movie about abortion. It's a movie about a murderer. It's a movie about people who didn't get involved, who didn't get engaged. And that in and of itself is wrong. You know, what is it? See something, say something? It's more than just, you know, terrorist activity, if you would. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. Always love the time he spends with me and the topics we discuss and hit on. And, Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Always. You know, the thing that just went through my brain is that don't these people have an element of culpability with this? If you know that your colleagues are doing things that are illegal or detrimental, don't you have a responsibility to point that out or share in the culpability of the action?
I'm in 1,000,000,000% agreement with you. I don't understand it. If you knew a little child of any kind was being sexually assaulted over a period of time or whatever and never said anything, you should be held just as responsible as the person committing the act. Don't you think?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. And many people would get mad at us for saying that because now you're blaming the person or the parent for not getting involved in something that shouldn't be there. But no. Anytime a child is being abused, it's your job to get involved. At least that's how I, and I'm not talking about, you know, kids at the park and you don't like the way daddy's talking to the kid. That's not what I mean. You know exactly what I mean, right?
Absolutely. And let's face it, you know, as Christians, we shouldn't be looking to be popular. We should be looking to make a difference. And if we think that anyone is endangered, then we should point it out. You know, surely that's our responsibility. Not even just as Christians, but as human beings, we should be willing to point these things out. Because otherwise, you know, what is the point?
Well, again, you know, you guys were talking in a break, you and Tammy, and I go down this line, too. You talk about desensitizing these kids to certain things. I think that's what video games, I think the truly violent video games have started to desensitize our young kids to violence, to death and those kind of things. This thing we were talking about earlier, it's at a Vermont elementary school. And we're talking about fifth graders here where they've asked them about their sex. Think about this. They want information on their sexual history and gender identity. Now,
wait. Sexual history of 10-year-olds?
Yeah.
Please.
Can you see somebody raising their hand and going, what exactly is sexual history?
Yeah.
I've always been a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, how are they going to answer? You know,
yeah, and you can't ask a 10-year-old what you identify as. I mean, you know, you're either a boy
earlier,
or a girl.
A unicorn.
I am a unicorn. You know, since Facebook has like 52 million genders, and so what I, you know, what I tend to do with these things is I exploit these situations to highlight the hypocrisy. You know, on Facebook, Sandra Gibb is a unicorn. But how silly. You know, there are two sexes, male and female. And that's it, period. You know, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam, Steve, Bev, Ronnie, and Joe,
and several
different connotations.
Well, look at this.
This gets even
better, Xander. So the teacher went on to ask them about their, ready for this, sexual preferences, their biological sex, and how they identify, as if they've had, like, romantic relationships or they've been involved with sexual partners in the past. And It is amazing to me when you look at this stuff. No parental involvement. They try to sell this as sexual education. It's not sex education. Not in any way, shape, manner, or form. And one parent wrote back and said, "It's none of your business what my child thinks about any of this stuff, and you shouldn't even be talking about it." And they're called homophobes. You know what I'm saying? They're called close-minded. It's amazing how they try to browbeat you into feeling bad because they must be smarter than you. They have some kind of degree, right?
Yeah, well, that's a tactic of the left. You know, that they've got to make you feel bad about disagreeing. But as well as this, you know, I really am concerned that the left wants to sexualize our children so young. I mean, let them have a childhood. Let them...
Yeah.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, wait till they're 18. Tell them when they're 18 or 25 with some of them, you know?
But, Xander, I mean, again, I know we're getting deep in the weeds here, but to what end? What does over-sexualizing them do to them? Does it let them think that, you know, having sex at a young age or just sexual issues are just no big deal? You think it's driven by companies like Planned Parenthood because of how much money they make off of abortions? They don't make any money off of contraceptives. I mean, I don't know what's driving this.
I think Tammy hit the nail on the head when we were talking in the break, and I definitely think there is an element of grooming in all of this. And you know, you wonder why there's an increase in sexual assaults with children and pedophilia. And, you know, I think the left has to bear some responsibility with this. You know, we don't want our children knowing about these things and thinking that it's normal and it's acceptable and it's okay, because it isn't for children or for people that are not adults.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I look at this stuff and I say there's no upside to this. There's nothing that somebody can walk away from this and say, yeah, that was good for my child to learn that. You know? Hey, let's talk about a guy that you love to talk about. De Blasio. You know? Talking about this.
I think it's pronounced De Blasardio.
Yeah, pretty much. He signed a bill or a law, or whatever it is they do in New York. He signed a bill into law Tuesday. Now it allows New York City residents to select a third gender category on their birth certificates without having to get approval from a medical professional. I was thinking about this a minute ago when we originally started talking about it. And I said, what happens when you go to Montana who only has two sexes? Are you nobody?
That's a great point, actually. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed.
Serious.
Maybe, you know, I still have a home in New York. I should complain to Bill de Blasardio that their gender is not unicorn, because I'm not included. So it should be more inclusive, this third gender.
Well, the third gender is going to be known as non-binary, and it'll be identified by putting an X in the box. And I'm thinking to myself, years ago you signed with an X when you didn't know how to write.
Yeah, well, I put an X in the box all the time because my name begins with X, you know? So it gets even more confusing, Bill.
Yeah, I love this stuff. I love it because I always joke that they never think past their elbows. They never really think about the effect that this is going to have when they go on to other states, other cities. I mean, remember, this is not New York State. This is New York City.
Yeah.
Not even done in the state yet. You know what I'm saying?
But we have to look at the positive in this, because this is one more reason that we need to vote Bill de Blasardo out of office.
Good luck.
In the upcoming election.
They had a shot. They screwed it up. Your people in New York, your New York people, screwed it up. How did they do that?
I don't know. There's a lot of Democrats in New York, and, you know, a lot of them are very stupid. Apparently, I'm not allowed to say that, but it's true.
So, you know, I did not know or totally understand what doxing was until recently. And apparently this has been going on more and more and more and more. And there's a bunch of what we refer to as communist sympathizers who posted the numbers and the jobs of the pro-Kavanaugh protesters. So they think about this. They had to identify. They had to look at. They had to find out who these protesters were one by one. And they started posting their personal information online about them. Now, if this isn't a form of, I don't know, bullying, assault, if you would, because you know these people, something's going to happen to them. I'm thoroughly confused. Wasn't this Trump Love Trump's Hate group? Wasn't that what these people were all about at one time?
Yes, but it's about do as I say, not as I do when it comes to Democrats, okay. Unfortunately. But if they did it on Twitter, you're not allowed to share someone's personal information.
I don't know where they did it. They did it somewhere online.
Name, addresses, or phone number, or anything like that.
In Twitter and Facebook, I don't know if you're aware of this, they have taken down so many pages and so many users, and, you know, now you've been banned permanently from one or the other. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, from Twitter, this is my second account. I lost an account where I had nearly 40,000 followers and worked darn hard to get it, and then, you know, they just come and take it away because I defended the president, you know, against that little, you know, Parkland, David, whatever his name is.
Oh, Hog. Yeah, I remember him. You know what? He needs to get a summer job, something.
Yeah.
Anyway. No,
he's counseling.
What's that?
Let's start a GoFundMe. He needs counseling. Let's start a GoFundMe
to
get David Hogg some counseling.
There you go. Hey, do we know what happened to Professor Ford? I mean, I heard that her GoFundMe accounts are gone. Her legal team is gone. Kind of confused here.
She's gone back to working as a Hillary Clinton impersonator, apparently.
Got it. Okay. All right, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you.
XanderGibb.com. Are we done? Is that it?
That's pretty much it. Unless you, it's a wrap, as they say. However, if you want to hang out and have pizza, we can do that afterward. I don't really care, but that
sure.
Works. Anyhow, hey, listen, lots of stuff coming up after the break. Chris Tucker says that he prays for Trump and he wants him to be a great president. Oh my God, an African American male actor. Want President Trump to succeed. How dare he? I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more after the break.